Rocky Mountain Rangers, Episode 1, Maximum Aluminum. An afternoon light fell gently on our group of Rocky Mountain Rangers as they meandered their way through the woods and down to Cottonwood Creek.
That, right there. Do you smell that? That is my favorite smell.
Oh, yes. Ponderosa pine.
When the sun hits the needles, piney.
Yeah, and check this out.
To a passerby, the sight may have raised an eyebrow. But for the Rangers, it was just another day in the woods. Well, a day where Zack would stick his face deep in the bark of a ponderosa pine.
I've heard of tree hugging, but tree kissing? You're gonna get sappy lips.
And with that, a deep echo of laughter bounced down the valley.
Check it out. You gotta come over here and smell the bark.
So the Rangers gathered around the massive ponderosa pine, pressed their noses to the trunk, and inhaled.
Ooh, vanilla!
And as they looked up at the blocky orange pattern of the tree, with the scent of vanilla still lingering, Torrin looked like he was contemplating something significant, a thought that perhaps only a giant tree could conjure. And after a deep sigh, he let it out.
Chocolate.
What?
I wish they smelled like chocolate.
And with that, the Rangers left the massive tree and continued down the slope to Cottonwood Creek. And as they bounded down, Rowan wasn't quite convinced that every ponderosa pine smelled like vanilla, so he ran to another tree, testing his theory.
Yep, this one's vanilla.
Then he sprinted down to a stand of small saplings and sniffed each and every one.
Vanilla? 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 Vanilla?
He's okay, isn't he?
You don't have to worry about him. He's just in the groove.
Yep, he's in a tree sniffin', vanilla whiffin' groove.
Then Rowan started skipping off deep into the woods, smelling trees as he went.
Vanilla! Vanilla!
Rowan's pronouncements rang through the woods, like an ice cream man trying to sell the only flavor he had left.
Vanilla!
Meanwhile, the rest of the Rocky Mountain Rangers slowed their pace as they looked down at the cottonwood trees that lined the creek. The leaves were bright yellow, and the Rangers knew that winter was coming.
I have to say, fall is my favorite time of year.
Me too. I really love the colors.
Yeah, I like the smell of the leaves. They remind me of...
aluminum.
What?
And that most unlikely of words rang out again.
Aluminum.
Aluminum? Now I know someone's been sniffing too many trees.
Or worse, I heard that some people can actually smell danger.
Wait a minute, people can smell danger?
What does it smell like?
Aluminum!
And with the song of aluminum still ringing, and the mysterious scent of danger in the air, the Rangers ran to the stand of tall pines where Rowan was leaning into the trunk of a very large ponderosa pine. When Rowan saw the group running up, he motioned them to be quiet.
Shh! Aluminum.
Yeah, we heard.
Oh yeah, we heard all right, but what are you talking about?
Smell for yourself.
They gathered around the trunk and put their olfactory to work.
Ew, it smells metallic.
Whoa, that's just not right.
Yeah, and listen.
Then the Rangers put their ears where their noses once were, and they listened. They listened to the tree.
You know, that's the first time I ever listened to a tree.
Yeah, me too. I didn't know trees buzzed like that.
Trees might make sounds, but not like that.
Do you guys really want to hear this tree make some noise?
But before anyone could answer, Torrin picked up a heavy branch. He swung it back and then whacked the tree with all his might. The sound was deafening.
What?
Wait, what?
It took a minute for things to make sense and for their ears to recover. And it was probably another minute before anyone could talk. But it wasn't a ranger who did the talking.
So, what gives you the right to bang on things that don't belong to you? Some things should not be banged on. Some things are delicate. Some things are not what they appear to be.
Of course, the rangers knew that. This may have been their first aluminum tree, but this wasn't their first rodeo.
Yeah, but some things are exactly the way they appear.
The rangers glared at the man known as Dr. Try, but the doctor was not impressed.
What are you even doing out here? Can't you read the signs? This may be public land, but it's being used for private research. My research. What are you doing out here, sticking your filthy noses where they don't belong?
Rowan didn't hesitate to tell the truth.
Smelling trees?
Stay tuned for the next Rocky Mountain Ranger adventure when Torin says...
You know what? He's right. Our noses are filthy. I think it's from the sap.
The Rocky Mountain Rangers would like to thank the Bozeman Library Foundation and Bozeman Sweet Pea Festival for their support. Thanks for tuning in. Find us online at mountainrangers.com.